Big Papa, you there?
I sure am.
Say hi to Andrea.
Andrea, good morning.
Hi, Big Papa.
Someone likes my name.
I love your name. It's just, I'm so curious to see what you look like. Do you look like a Big Papa?
Apparently, I'm Civ. Wow, we're going to play this game already. Andrea Anders, Mr. Sunshine, Wednesdays 9:30 on ABC. Andrea, okay, 6'1".
Yeah?
Short brown hair.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Okay.
Big broad shoulders.
Yeah.
And they call me Big Papa because I used to be 450 pounds, but now I'm like 250, 275. So it's kind of all distributed the right way.
Wow.
So that's where the Big Papa comes in. So I hope.
How did you do that?
It's called gastric bypass. It's a fat guy surgery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Well, apparently it's good for you too because you're digging me.
I'm so into you, Big Papa.
Absolutely.
Little Papa.
Hey, no. No.
You're going with the big, huh? Okay.
Yeah, only if I'm in a lake and the water's cold, okay? Andrea Anders, Mr. Sunshine, Wednesdays, 9:30 on ABC. This show has been, everyone's talking because, it's Matthew Perry's return to TV and but everyone who watches this thing gets hooked on it immediately.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. That's good to know. Oh,
no, it's true, though. It's true. They check it out just out of the curiosity factor. Of course, you guys have fantastic placement as far as the lineup goes and where you come and the primetime order. You guys have fantastic spot there.
Yeah, definitely. The Modern Family lead-in was a big, very exciting week when we found that out. So that's such a great show. So.
And so I would imagine that you're on the set and you're doing your thing and you do the pilot and the pilot gets picked up and you find out you're going to be a mid-season replacement and then you find out where you're going to be. Then all of a sudden, is there a little bit of pressure? Do you feel a little bit of, oh boy, we're coming in after Modern Family?
Not me so much. I don't feel the pressure so much. I think, when you've got your name out there like Matthew does, and it's kind of, people are going to tune in and check out what he's doing, what he's up to, what his show is all about. I think that puts some pressure on you. But for me, I'm just, I don't know, I'm just there having fun and acting silly. So
no, but this is
no
the
pressure.
But you're in a great spot, though, because you get to enjoy it. You're, it's a steady gig, and this will lead to more and more gigs and you becoming, super duper superstar. And I get to say I flirted with you when.
Okay, and I like all of this.
That's what
nice.
I said. I mean, granted, I'd really like to say it as I roll over and nudge you, but that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day.
My goodness, Big Papa.
I know. We're talking to Andrea and... Oh, by the way, are you like in a relationship or anything?
I am in a relationship, yes.
Oh, I mean, hypothetically, allegedly, yeah. Wow. Woo. It's Mr. Sunshine, Wednesdays, 9:30, ABC. So how are you, you're a Wisconsin gal, right?
And, I am.
And you go from there to Hollywood. You followed the dream? Is that what it was? You literally, you packed your bags and just kind of went? Or what? How did that kind of go for you?
Yeah, I kind of did. I packed my bags and I actually drove a 45-foot Ryder truck to New York City with a couple of friends of mine. And that was really how it started. And then from there, I never really thought it was going to work out, but it just kept working out. And then I got a job in L.A. and here I am.
Yeah. Listen to you. You're the only person ever to pack a Ryder truck to go to New York City. It was like, yeah, you know what? I'll be home in a month, but I'm going to go and do this anyway.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was ridiculous, but...
There are a bunch of waiters and waitresses in Times Square right now that hate your guts.
Well, I did do that for a while. And in fact, I did a Broadway show for like 9 months. And on Sundays when we came down after the matinee, I would run across the street and cocktail waitress.
Oh, no.
Because I just didn't want to let that gig go. So I did do that, but not anymore.
That's fantastic. So literally, you were doing a Broadway show... And on Sundays, was it before or after the matinee?
It was after the matinee. I would take, I didn't take my makeup off. I just changed my costume into a little cocktail dress. And then I'd run across the street and I'd cocktail waitress at the Paramount Hotel. And people would come from the show and they would say, were you just in that show? I was like, yes, can I get you a Cosmopolitan? So,
And you did that because you made better tips because they liked the show, right?
No, I did that because at the time, even when I worked one shift a week, they gave me these really great health benefits. And So I just thought, well, I'll just hang on to it. So I did that for like about 9 months.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. That's
yeah, it's okay.
but that's cool, though. That's the kind of stuff that nobody really gets to see. You know, it's everyone thinks it's you go off to either New York or Hollywood and you either starve or you are Jennifer Aniston. You know what I'm saying?
Right. People don't know. Nobody really sees the process. Everyone kind of sees the end result. But there's always an interesting process involved. I was doing an interview once with a bunch of other actors, and this one actress who's worked consistently since she was a kid, they asked us if we had ever had any bad jobs. And she answered for all of us and said, no, we've all been acting since we were children. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. She just lives in that world and thinks that's how everybody else did it. But there's a lot of different stories in Hollywood.
Absolutely. We're talking to Andrea Anders. She plays Alice in Mr. Sunshine, Wednesdays 9:30 on ABC. Do you go online? Are you a Facebooker? Are you a Twitterer? Do you do any of that stuff for fun? Or, you know, what rings your bell? What floats your boat?
I'm not a Facebook person. I was for a little bit. It got a little creepy for me. Twitter I'm interested in. I just heard an interview with one of the owners, and it's actually kind of an interesting thing. It scared me a little bit, but I don't think it's scary. Do you tweet?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter. It's one of those things that's encouraged through the radio station.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. It's good for business.
Absolutely, because people, yeah, you know, people kind of feel like they know me. And well, I mean, yeah, I live my life on the air anyway.
Right.
I've been through divorces and engagements and engagement breakups and
good Lord, what's the matter with you, Big Papa? What's happening over there?
Apparently, I'm tough to date. I'm addicting as hell, but I'm tough to stay with, apparently.
You'll find the one.
I know, and you're taken, so, I mean, strike two for me. This is some crap. It's Andrea Anders, Mr. Sunshine, Wednesdays 9:30 on ABC. What happened? What creepy thing happened on Facebook with you?
It was like, it's just that thing that I think that happens to everybody, that it's like, hey, you know, from that person that didn't really like you 10 years ago, was like, let's be friends. And I was like, why? You didn't even know me then. That thing.
And
that
all of a sudden,
to you?
Yep, and all of a sudden, oh, absolutely. Between that and, you know, and getting cyber-stalked and
ooh,
having,
yeah?
Like, yeah, and having, like, people I'm in relationships, exes, you know, kind of stalk me and oh yeah, fun stuff, all kinds of fun stuff.
Wow, yeah, and then you know what? A couple times I got dropped, and I was like, "Excuse me." So I thought, I struggle with the self-esteem thing anyway. I don't think I need this.
If you happen to find yourself in a situation where, you know, you need yourself a little bit of Big Papa, you just let me know. I would say Facebook. To start. I would say Facebook me, but Lord knows that's not going to happen. It's Andrea Anders, Mr. Sunshine, Wednesdays 9:30 on ABC, Matthew Perry, Allison Jenny. Nate Torrance does a great job on that show as well. Before you go, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Uh-oh, okay. It's not trivia, right?
No, it's all about you. Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Three shows on my DVR. I just DVR'd that miniseries Mildred Pierce. I like United States of Tara, and I love Kirstie Alley on Dancing with the Stars.
Favorite toy as a child?
Oh, my God. I had a teddy bear named Teddy. There you go.
You're going on a road. So did I. We're meant to be. You're going on a road trip. You stop at the convenience store. What are your go-to snacks?
A Snickers and a Mountain Dew.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh, that Kelly Clarkson and Jason Aldean one. Stay Here a Little While.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex? You realize we're on the radio, right?
Do we have to change that one?
Luckily, we're recording. Damn, you're my new favorite.
Can I say that in Syracuse?
Luckily, we have a bleep. And did I mention my name is Big Papa? And finally, what's your favorite toy as an adult, remembering you're on the radio, for crying out loud?
Well, then I can't say it, I don't think.
Oh,
but
my,
you know what it is.
Oh, my God. It's Andrea Anders. She plays Alice on Mr. Sunshine, Wednesdays 9:30 on ABC. Thank you so much for the time. And I'd say I'd cyber stalk you, but that's not possible. So. Thank you for the time. Continued success, and let me know if you want a little Big Papa. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. It's okay. Andrea Anders, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa. Jeez, Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM. Oh my God. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it, hon.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.